So welcome to the Revenue Hub Who We Are series. In these episodes, we take the time to speak to one of our expert partners and find out more about them. Today, we're joined by a couple of guys and girls from Star. Sorry, Katie. So today we are joined by Russell Logan, who is head of sales for Star in Europe, and Katie Calvi, who is online strategy manager for Europe. So welcome to you both.
Hello, thank you very much.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. So, as I said, this is really about getting to know a little bit more about you. It's a fairly standard format that we use with each of our expert partners just to get a feel for you guys as a company, as a culture. So let's jump into the discussion with probably the most straightforward of questions. Who and what a Star?
Hi, guys. I'm Russell. So people ask me what STAR stands for. Ironically, not even really we know. So we've kind of had a couple of guesses and we've kind of got it down to a couple of scenarios. So the first one is systems and technology for apartments and hotels, or it could be systems and technology for activities or hotels. So it's all very exciting. It's either one of the two. But again, it's been the same since it was founded in 2008. We've basically been going since then. It was a guy called Gavin Jeddo who actually developed that for a friend of his, the channel managed software for a friend who worked in a hotel just to connect to the channels. So he was actually one of the first people to actually develop what's called now as a channel manager, which is one of our main kind of products. And since then, he's developed it into what it is now. And it's quite an old company for the internet. As you know, I mean, they come and go, but it's been going for like 12 years now, so it's pretty established. And what we do, we're in now, I think, 80 different countries, and we've actually got 8,000 partners. Wow. So it's grown from him working in his bedroom for a couple of years to what it is now. And we still actually have our headquarters in Auckland, in New Zealand. I still haven't been out there. I keep trying to get some business tickets to fly out, but it's a long way, obviously, from the UK. And then we've got some nice offices we've got a massive one in India, which is about 100 odd staff. Nice one in Malaysia, is about 10 staff there. Philippines, about 10 again. Thailand, about 5 people. The UAE and United Kingdom, there's about 4 of us here now. It's been doing really well. We've been in the UK for about 3 years now. And we've got our local office in the lovely college city of Cambridge, so it's really, really cool.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Nice location, yeah.
It's lovely, yeah. And I say, we're trying to be a global leader, who isn't really. And the way we're trying to do that is we're developing new products. So in 2018, we had about 40 new features and products, which can...
40?
Yeah, which can be like wow. Small things, like tweaks, like in the actual channel management, we listen to the kind of properties and what they want added. We've launched things like gift vouchers and things, which we'll pop into a little bit later. We've realized that really speed is the essence of everything, really. So we're really kind of up on our kind of update time. So from the channel manager or from the PMS, the property puts their rate on, and we try and get it to the channel within 2 minutes, even if it's a big update. And normally it's about 20 seconds, the update. So that's why it's pretty good. And that's why we've got such a low kind of overbooking percentage as well. And what we do, so a little bit more on what we do, we obviously have a channel management. We have 2 different channel managers. We have a max channel manager for apartments. So all the different apartments in all different locations can go in one login, which is really cool, instead of having all separate ones. We then do our instant channel manager, which is for kind of the basic properties that want to connect into a PMS, a property management system. We do booking engines as well. So you'll see on the hotel's website, we power a lot of properties own booking engines, which can connect to their payment gateway as well. And we do websites for hotels. So they basically get it as a self-hosting one. So it's a small monthly fee. We set all their website up and it's good to go within a few days. We do gift vouchers, like I said before. We do review minders, so we can put all the properties' reviews onto their own website. So say like from TripAdvisor, Booking.com, put them all onto their website. So that then stops the guests from going to all these different sites, which we find increases their conversion. And finally, we connect to the GDS network, which is basically about 500,000 kind of local tourist boards, corporate bookings, and we work with that via Sabre. And again, properties from one-bedroom apartments can use us to 500-bedroom hotel. So our software is made for everybody. We don't have a specific kind of target market. So that's a little bit about us.
So if they've got the PMS, got the reservation system, got the revenue management system, but that getting out there and bringing the bookings through, you are basically handling all those other elements that a property would need.
Yeah. So we're kind of like the sleeping tiger, if you like. We kind of sit in the background. A lot of people sadly don't know we're even there, which is quite bad. It brings me back to my childhood. But, we're basically a connectivity partner. So we sit in the middle of all these different products, and we pull everything together to make it easier for the hotel. Instead of them logging on to 10 different OTAs, they log into one channel manager, one PMS, and bang, the rate's pushed out within an instant. So we're just basically... Very good. Kind of saving people time and money.
And with your clients, we'll talk about your sort of who your typical clients are in a moment, but they can sort of pick and choose. It's not like, okay, you've got to take all of these from us. You've got to have the channel manager. You've got to have the booking engine. We've got to do your website. They can choose to use you in whichever element they may need at that particular time.
Exactly. So we're trying to create a bit like an app store. So if you go on your Apple or your iPhone and look at all your different apps, you can decide which ones, because a one bedroom apartment's not going to need a gift voucher engine. So they might just want kind of the basic channel manager, and we just charge extra, so they can start off like from £40 just for a basic channel manager, but then again they can add more products if they need to. But yeah, like you said, it's not, we don't want to give everything to a kind of a smaller property, because it just kind of boggles their mind. They might get kind of overwhelmed, and that's when they leave. So we just offer the basic product, then they build it up if they want to.
I was going to say, it's kind of a good way of getting into it. They probably recognize they need to have this connectivity, particularly as they want to drive more bookings to themselves direct. Yep. So they could pick up one product, get to know you, get to work with you, and then look at what other options and build those on a like an app at a time, to you, as you say.
Yeah, exactly. And I say, they're not, our contracts are just a monthly rolling basis. So we understand people leave or want to try different solutions. That's fine. But once they're kind of on with us, we retain about 97% of the clients. So they're pretty happy with the products.
So that classic software as a solution then?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I say it is the way the kind of future's going, isn't it? Everyone wants everything done quickly, and they want to get switched from different providers. So we're finding all different ways to kind of make it as easy as possible.
It's interesting that for you guys, because you're right, but I'm not an expert in SAAS, so it's probably been around a lot longer than I've been aware of it. But you know, you see the development in RMS systems over the last sort of 3-4 years, PMS. In terms of SAAS has exploded with the number of providers coming into the market over the last couple of years. But as I say, you guys have been at this since 2008. So to stay current and continually evolve is sort of a credit to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it is still in essence a kind of family run business, if you like. As I say, the founder's still, he's like the head of technical. His son works for us. He's got other relatives. So we're all privately funded. So it's a profitable business. And it's all about, like you say, current time, develop things as they come in. Don't wait to be reactive. Also look for things. We send like questionnaires out to customers, see what they need. So we really kind of listen to the people's needs, and we develop it along from that as quickly as it can. But it doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately. It's a lot of work. But yeah, we try our best.
But you see a lot of companies come into the market, and you know, they're there to have a quick impact. Disruptor is maybe an overused term when they all seem to be doing the same thing, but with a slightly different way. So the longevity, I would think, from a client point of view, to know that you guys have been around, you've evolved as the market has changed, and we'll talk about your clients in a minute, but to know that there is that longevity and tenure and credibility, I would think that would be reassuring, that they know that you're not sort of a flash in the pan, and you're still going to be around.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, Google, you can find out anything you want. So I assume people do look for when kind of companies are found and things like that. We've got a lot of good reviews as well on a site called Capterra. So we're very kind of strongly customer focused and really get the feedback. But yeah, it is good. I mean, I used to work for Booking.com. Obviously, I've seen them, the growth of them, and they've been around since 2006. So there's quite a few companies like that, but you do have to continue to develop. You have to be reactive and proactive at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've mentioned your clients, customers, a couple of times now. what's kind of your core profile and how has that evolved over the time?
Yeah, sure. I'll hand you over to Katie for that one. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd say traditionally we've supplied our services to hotels, really. And you're normally looking at independently owned hotels, around 50 to 100 rooms. Mm-hmm. But we've definitely seen trends change recently, especially within the UK. The switch to service departments has been huge for us. And we've probably noticed that around 70% of our inbound leads are now coming from that sector.
I think
travellers in general are seeking new experiences. So these are the types of accommodations that they're looking for. And there's been a massive boom in the market for that type of accommodation. But I mean, you know, generally we can accommodate anything. So we've got, you know, anything from small glamping sites to huge multi-location apartment chains.
And in terms of what you're talking about, service departments, are you talking about the commercial operations or are you actually encroaching into the Airbnb space where you've got people renting out their apartments on those sort of platforms?
Again, we're cross both of those sort of sectors. So you're getting a lot of independent, like guest house owners that are then branching out, getting like apartments within that. So it's quite interesting that we can work with them on both sides of their accommodation. We've got a lot of people branching out into the serviced accommodation sector. And then you've also got the big investors, the property management companies that are managing portfolios of, I think we spoke to someone that had up to 1,000 apartments and are managing it on behalf of somebody else. So again, we can deal with all types of that sector.
Very good. And that makes it interesting for you guys and presents challenges, but also opportunities for you to continue to grow and develop new solutions and reiterate what you've got at the moment.
Exactly. It's listening to what they need, really, and is it something that we can develop for them? Mm-hmm. So it's been great to get their feedback as well.
No, it makes perfect sense. I know from the marketplace, and I'm sure our listeners will as well, you're not the only guys that are offering channel managers, booking engines, links to GDS. So why you guys? What do your clients come and work with you? What do they gain above and beyond just a solution? Because you do have competitors out there. So what differentiates you?
It's me, Trevor, again. Obviously I've been here the longest. The main things, we've touched on a few things. So like you said before, the longevity that we've been around. We're actually in 80 different countries with over 8,000 properties. So we're very much kind of review based. So if people read our reviews, they'll see our customer service was, I think, 4.8 out of 5. So it's very, very good because we actually have kind of local people. So we have account managers. If somebody wants to call up in the UK, they'll get the same person. Whereas a lot of our kind of competitors, they'll ring up and they'll get a call center and they'll get different people. So we like it kind of more personal approach. We've basically, I think all of us here have kind of worked for booking.com and worked for a lot of the big OTAs. So we really kind of help the properties, especially the apartments that are new to the business. We help, we tell what OTAs to go on. We give them advice on the rates, on how to be kind of higher presence in Google. We help them with the website. So we're a little bit more like a consultancy firm as well. And we offer all that advice for free. Whereas you would pay quite a lot if you were someone to kind of help you do that. We're actually a preferred partner with booking.com and Agoda as well, so we're one of the most secure lines because we're PCI certified, which we have somebody come in each year to audit our company to make sure all the credit card details and everything are completely safe, and we have codes where only the kind of the customers can log in and see them. So it's very, very safe, all the data here. Like I mentioned before, we're always developing. So we have new features released last year. Similar again here, we're changing our software to be more kind of service apartment friendly as well. We connect to about 200 odd channels, which is one of the most in the industry. And all of them are proper kind of two-way XML APIs. So we don't work on iCal, which some competitors do, which is just a one-way push, and they can't pull their information back, so it's still a manual process. we're a little bit more flexible. So if a customer wants different colours on their booking or a different font or something like that, we can work with them to kind of make it really fit in with their website. And so they're not completely template based. We can adjust a few things to kind of make it fit their needs. And we integrate with almost 100 kind of PMS systems as well. So if they're already with a kind of, I don't know, Myfidelia or Opera or anything like that, we can just move their connections like booking.com, connect it into our channel manager, and then plug it straight into the PMS. So it's a lot less work for them as well. But I'd say mainly our costs are quite a lot lower, and we have development come out of India, and so obviously the wage and things are a little bit lower, so we can afford to pass that on to the client. So we're typically about 20 to 30% cheaper than our larger competitors. No fixed contracts, and a lot of different products for a channel manager, so they can pick and choose like we mentioned before, so they can really gain value in what they kind of need and not just buy things for the sake of it. So yeah, it's more of a personal approach. We're a friendly bunch, and we've got years of experience in the industry, and we like to see people do well, so we'll work with them, we'll give them a call after a few months to see how they're doing and kind of just work with them to increase their bookings.
That sounds very, very customer focused in everything that you've spoken about there. Yeah. One thing that jumped out to me, and you were saying it's a family business, still very much a family owned business, but then also when you listed at the beginning all of the different locations where you've got operations, it'd be useful to hear a little bit more about the company culture in the last few minutes that we've got together, because it must be a very diverse and very culturally enriched team that you have as well. I mean, how would you describe the actual star culture?
I mean, I would say it's a really creative culture. So we're constantly sharing ideas with each other. We're very much in contact with each other. So any ideas or feedback that we get in from our clients that we feel would work, so developing new features, we're always sharing all of the ideas. And then if it's something that we are able to do and we feel it is of benefit, we can then create that into a new feature. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. We're just determined really to be the best we can in our field and work together to achieve that. And having offices all over the world, obviously that helps our background and all the different things that people are facing globally. We're constantly sharing that and evolving as a company.
And having that local presence, you know, it would seem like it's a simple, not simple solution, but you know, you buy a solution. But the challenges that people can face can be regional, can be country specific. So having people that are local, that are there, that can support, must be an advantage, I would think.
It's definitely an advantage. And it is great to be in touch like we are globally. You know, like every day there's a call either to New Zealand or to India. So we're constantly sharing ideas and talking about problems that we've faced.
So finally then, conscious of your time, and I really appreciate you guys giving up the time today to share this. But looking ahead, and without giving away any trade secrets, naturally, what does the future hold for you guys? What should we be looking out for coming down the pipeline?
The focus areas for us, first and foremost, is security. So we definitely follow the highest digital web and data standards. Again, what Russell was saying earlier, we're PCI certified, so that's really, really important to us.
Yeah, massive data issues that there've been recently.
Exactly. And I think, you know, our clients feel secure in the fact that that is such a focus for us. We've currently got in excess of 350 partnerships with like hospitality and payment gateways. So we want to multiply these connections. We want to grow these connections. We partner with all the major OTAs. I think out of our competitors as well, we have probably the most partnerships available. But again, there's constantly new partners coming along. So it's keeping our eyes on the market and seeing who to work with. And again, we do that by getting feedback from our sort of current client base on who they want to work with. We want to break down technology barriers, I suppose. So making our design simple, making it user friendly, easier to use, providing training and just being on hand to help whenever a client needs to. I think that's something that's really important to them, that we're accessible, and just changing the way the accommodation industry is changing.
Exciting times ahead for you guys. That's brilliant to hear a lot more about you and get a greater insight into what you're all about. So thank you so much for sharing the time with us. Are there anything I haven't asked you, any final comments or information that you'd like to share that we haven't covered?
I think we've touched on quite a lot. I mean, in terms of kind of working for staff, I think it kind of offers quite a great kind of work-life balance, really. Because like we've said, it is kind of a family-run business, so people respect that. To come in, work hard, and you can switch off when it's time to go home and enjoy your time with your family. There's lots of opportunities to grow within the business as well, which is great. And the company actually listens to you, so we're small enough to listen and kind of big enough to give you that opportunity to grow as well. So I think, yeah, it's like Kate said, it's a nice, relaxed atmosphere, but we have to work hard, and we're looking forward to the future and what it holds and continuing developing and kind of helping out our partners.
That sounds like a great place to be. So again, I thank you guys for the time, and we'll wrap this up now because I'm sure you've got some important things to be doing apart from just talking to us. But it's great to be able to hear about what you guys are up to and what Star is all about and what value you can bring to your clients. So thanks so much again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.